morning, Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hello there, Emily. I have a question for you. I have two pets on our property at Burp and Gary. One is a very large drake, male drake duck, and the second one is a silky. Both have been sadly attacked by something in the night. And I was just wondering whether I'm just not sure how to do it because my silky's in really bad shape, but still alive. And my Bolty, my big boy, is still standing, drinking water, but he may have an injury. I was just wondering how to go about getting some help for my animals, please.
Yeah, yeah. Are you able to transport them to us?
Well, it would cause, like, I could transport the chicken because the silky's easy, but my big boy, it would cause him a lot of stress if I put him in, you know, like, put him in a box and because he's such a big, large animal.
Yeah.
He's not one of those sort of things.
We don't do home calls, getting him to us would be your sort of only option. And if he needs, like, a stitch-up or something like that, then we'd need him to go to a veterinary clinic anyway. If he needed, like, that wound to be surgically, stitched back together, depending on the wound. We've got lots of options and things like that as well, or even if there even is a wound. So your silky's in a really bad way, you were saying?
Yes. Yeah, my silky's in a bad way, and you can see the wound. But my duck, my drake, like, he will bite me if I pick him up, you know what I mean? He doesn't like to be moved or picked up because he's a drake.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, you know, like, he'd need antibiotics or I just don't know how to tend to him.
Yeah, yeah. So he would need antibiotics if he's got a wound or if he's got any kind of open injuries because depending on what has attacked him and then also having the wound is an introduction of bacteria and infection and possibly pain relief as well. So those medications can come in tablet and liquid form and you can put them in or on his favourite food, something you'll know he'll eat, especially if he's not handled well. So that way you don't have to handle him all the time.
Can I put it in his water?
It just depends on the medication. I don't know what the vet will dispense. We do have ones that go in the water. But it just depends on how strong of a medication he's going to require.
Okay. So I just don't know how to do it. So can we bring in, so you don't do home calls and we'd have to bring Bolty into you?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and I guess because he bites and it would cause him a lot of grief, it's almost like he'd need to be sedated for you to have a look at him?
We are very experienced with handling drakes of all shapes and sizes and behavioural things, that'll be up to the vets sort of can, recommend, like, if that's what they think will be the best thing for him, just stress-wise as well, because we don't want...
that's what I'm worried about.
We're keeping
them home because we didn't want to stress them any more than what they've been through.
You will have to bring them in order to be assessed by.
Are you available between 3 and 4 today this afternoon?
I have an appointment.
What's the latest to your call? I just got to get home and load them and then bring them back. What's the latest time today that you're available, please?
Okay, can I pop you on hold? I'll just have a chat to my vet. And were we with the silky, depending, is she a candidate for treatment, do you think, or?
I just don't know. Don't know.
Yep, that's okay.
She's still alive, which is the main thing, right?
Oh, they are so stoic.
maybe with a bit of treatment we might be able to help her.
Yeah.
So when's the latest I could...
I'll just put
when do you close?
And I'll just have a chat to my vet because we close at 5 and I would need to give my vet at the very least an hour for the appointment.
Yep.
I just need to check if that'll be enough.
Yeah, sure.
So I'll just be one moment. thank you so much for holding. So I had a chat to my vet, and what she's recommended is that if it's at all possible, to get you to come straight down to us. If in the event that the drake does need surgery, leaving it until later this afternoon will not give us ample time to be able to attend to his wounds if that is like what we need to do.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, same with your hen. So if you, yeah. Are you able to get down to us like ASAP?
I'm at work at the moment. No, I'm not, yeah, so I can finish it. I can be there at maybe 3:30.
I'll just pop you on hold again and just have a chat to my vet. It's just, yeah, that's, it's still,
yeah,
just,
okay.
That's not going to give us time for, like, yeah, if he needs surgery.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'll just have one more chat. It'll be one
sure.
moment.
Okay.
Holding there.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll book it in for 3:30. Okay. Now, have we seen any of your pets before?
No.
All right.
What's your address, please?
Yeah, 22 Ashmole, Ashmole Road,
yep.
In Redcliffe.
Okay, all right. And I'll see you 3:30.
I just need to grab some details to make a file before
yep.
you go. So what
sure.
was your first name?
It's Deborah Silva.
And your contact email address, please.
Deborah
yep.
Anne
yep.
Silver @gmail.com.
And the number you're calling from ending in 760,
yep.
best contact?
Yeah. Yes, please.
And what is your home address?
180 Facer Road, Facer Road, Burpengary.
Okay, 180. Facer, was it? F and
F for Freddy,
yeah.
A for Apple, C for Cat, E for Egg, and R for Rabbit. And 180,
yep.
please.
Yeah. Okay. No worries at all. And I'm just jotting down this number. And what was your... I just need the details of the pets, and then you're all good to go. So what's the...
Drake.
Yep.
Drake and Silky.
And do they have names?
Faulty and Frank.
And who's who?
Frank is the Silky and Faulty is the Drake.
Okay. And the Silky is a hen or a rooster?
A hen.
Yep. And how old are both of them?
1 to 2 years.
Who?
The Frank. The Silky.
So Frank is
yes,
two. And how old is the Drake?
3 years.
3 years? Yep. Okay. And what breed is he?
He's a Muscovy.
Wonderful. All righty. Well, we'll see you at 3:30.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye.